Let's take our Bibles and turn together once again to 2 Peter chapter 2. And my text today is from verse 7 down to verse 9. The subject of my message today is the deliverance of God's elect. We saw how the Lord, through Peter, described the condemnation of false preachers, and especially given as an example in verse 6 was the destruction of the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. So whether it was Sodom, Gomorrah, whether it was the destruction of the world in the day of Noah, whether it was in verse 4, God sparing not the angels that fell, we have an example there of God's condemnation of any that are not in Christ. But then we see here in verse 7 how the Lord expresses that out of Sodom and Gomorrah and its destruction, we read, but delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. So here is written a scripture that is for the encouragement of those that God has chosen and does not destroy with the rest of the world. There are many examples throughout Scripture of God's condemnation of sinners, and He's just in that condemnation. But throughout Scripture, we also see examples of people such as Lot, or such as Noah, or Abraham, where God was pleased to show mercy and grace. It's not for everybody, but these are examples to show us that in mercy and grace, God is just as well. He's just in how He delivers those that He has chosen. Now, to many, this is a surprising verse because everything you hear concerning Lot by many preachers today was that he was a backslider and that by separating from Abraham and going to Sodom and Gomorrah, that he had gotten out of the will of the Lord. And that's how men preach him. But that's not the testimony of Scripture. We have to be careful not to condemn others simply because they appear to us to be running from the Lord. That was not the case of Lot. Here he's called just Lot. Yes, he separated from Abraham because he knew that God had promised that land to Abraham, and when Abraham's servants and their sheep and cattle began to fight with Lot's servants over pasture, Lot, given the choice, looked toward the east where was Sodom and Gomorrah and saw that it was fit for him to go there in order to feed his cattle and not be a conflict with Abraham. And there in verse 8 of our text, 2 Peter 2, it describes how Lot was among them, living among them. It says, for that righteous man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. So you can see in verse 7, he's called just Lot. And then here in verse 8, he's called that righteous man. We know there's none just in themselves. So this is would be how God would be seeing him as one of his elect for whom the Lord Jesus Christ would come and pay his sin debt. You see, Lot is an example of any that are God's chosen ones, for whom Christ came in the world and paid their debt and has drawn to the Lord Jesus Christ. They are declared righteous. They are declared just because of the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ put to their account. Even though Christ had not yet come, this was Peter writing this afterward, looking back on Lot and seeing him as one of those. You see, the scriptures here don't say in verse 7, and wayward Lot. No, he's called just Lot. The Lord delivered just Lot, one who would be justified by the blood and righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ when Christ paid his sin debt. And verse 8, it doesn't say there, and that wayward man, or that backslidden man dwelling among them. No, he's declared righteous. Again, that's the case of any of us living in this world among the wicked, is how God perceives those that he has chosen as they are in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is why Paul declared there in Romans chapter 8 in verse 1 that there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, because he is the righteousness of those sinners that he's chosen. And here in 2 Peter 2, living in that wicked city, it says there that seeing and hearing, in other words, the Lord by his Spirit gave him a seeing and hearing looking to Christ, but he vexed his righteous soul. That doesn't mean a sinless soul. He was a sinner just like anybody. But as being in Christ, God looking upon him in Christ, he vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Now, one incident that people like to talk about with regard to Lot is found in Genesis chapter 19. I would encourage you to read all the way from Genesis 13 to 19, but for today's message, one example that people like to use that say somehow Lot was wayward and had followed the ways of Sodom and Gomorrah is when these angels appeared to Lot to deliver him, that the people of Sodom and Gomorrah began to bang on his door, and they wanted, those angels appeared as men, they wanted to have relationships with those men. That's what Sodom means. It's homosexuality. And so they pursued these men. But Lot, rather than turn the angels as men over to them, he offered his two daughters that he had to them. And that's where people say, oh no. So corrupt was Lot that he actually gave his virgin daughters to these people, offered them to them. So let's begin reading here in Genesis 19, where in verse 4, it says that before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, so these were homosexuals. They were not interested in the relationship between a man and a woman. They wanted men with men. So they compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. Verse 6, so Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door after him. He was protecting these men that had been sent of the Lord as angels.
Verse 6,
And said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. He wasn't calling them brethren spiritually, but as men, as he was a man. He was referring to them man to man. He said, do not so wickedly. In other words, it's not just for you to desire to take these my guests, the men, and corrupt yourselves with them. So here's where Lot then says, behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man. In other words, virgins. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. See, this is what Peter was writing of, that Lot, having eyes to see and ears to hear, vexed his righteous soul day and night because of the total depravity of these that lived in this city, that lived for their own flesh, but man with man. They were homosexuals. So here's where many condemn Lot. They say, what kind of man would offer his virgin daughters to these just to protect the other two men that had come to visit him? But what we know is that Lot, having discernment and knowing exactly the state or nature of these among whom he lived, knew that they had no interest in his daughters. That showed the depravity of their own heart, that even in front of two women that were virgins, they had no desire for them. Their desire was man for man. So corrupt were they. And that's made plain in verse 9 of Genesis 19, where they said, stand back. They weren't interested in those virgin daughters, and Lot knew it. And so he presented them to show the depravity of their own heart. They said, stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. In other words, they saw Lot. He came in among them, but they saw him as separate from them. He came in among us. Will he needs be a judge now? Will he be one to judge us for our lifestyle?
Nati so. Uyu anatsa kuno kukhala ngati mlendo ndipo afuna kutilamulira tsono tidzakuchitira iwe choyipa koposa iwo tonthezana kuti maso awo amamuona sotsopano ngati woweruza wokabweretsa choyipa.
They knew that Lot was different. They knew that Lot was not living among them and participating in their evil ways. Lot was put there in Sodom and Gomorrah as a testimony to God's grace, having been delivered already by grace, and now, as we read in Peter, to be delivered again.
Lot itu adaikidwa kusonom ndi Gomora, ndiyo lingayona kuti aga ononge, iyo ofunika kuonongelwa, koma ngakhale Mulungu amamunika kumeneko, amadziwa kuti apulumutsidwa posachedwa pa, atetezedwa ndipo saonongeka.
And so they said in verse 9, now will we deal worse with thee than with them. That's that spirit of Antichrist, of the world against any that the Lord has chosen and redeemed in his Son. And so determined were they in the depravity of their heart to get what they desired, it says there in verse 9, they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But it says there, the men, that is these messengers from God that were in the house that Lot was attempting to protect, they put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them and shut the door. This was God's intervention. And they smote the men, verse 11, that were at the door of the house with blindness. They were already blind spiritually, but now physically smitten with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves even to find the door. This is God intervening on behalf of one of his elect. And the men said unto Lot, in verse 12, hast thou there any besides, son-in-law, and thy sons, and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. God had purposed that Lot should dwell in that wicked city for the time that he did. But now, when God was ready to destroy that city, first of all, he would draw out his own. He would deliver out his own. He would not deliver his own unto condemnation.
Murungu amatetesa ndi kupulumusa anthu ake ndipo ngakhale kuti zidakhala monteromo koma Mulungu anamuza Loti pamodzi nda zikongo zake kamwini ndiyena onse kuti ngatalipo awatulutse pamodzi chifukwa Mulungu aononga mzindawo koma iwo osankhidwa asaonongeke. Iyi idali plani ya Mulungu.
the Lord himself had put a difference between Lot and the rest of the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. And therefore, he could not bring his wrath upon that city until he had delivered Lot.
Mulungu adaika kusiana pagari pa Loti ndi anthu onse amene adali mu Sodom ndi Gomora ndipo ndikumene koko kusiana koko kumene kudapangitsa kuti Loti asaonongeke mu Sodom ndi mu Gomora.
And that's where the angels, messengers, said there in verse 13, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. So this is where, coming back to my text in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, we see this, which is the title of the message today, the deliverance of God's elect. Here he says in verse 9, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished.
Jifake tsimano tikwazo kwelela kumuntu wapfuzira lalelo kumene ndi chipulumutso chanthwa cha Mulungu chanthwa sankhidwa chimene chikuonekera mu verse 9 imene kuna kuti Ambuye adziwa kupulumutsa opembedza oyesedwa iwo ndi kusunga osalungama kufikira tsiku loweruza adzalangidwe.
So I know there are many that criticize Lot for even having gone to Sodom and Gomorrah. But let me ask a question. Where we live today, I live here in Shreveport, Louisiana. You live in your various places there in Malawi. Is there any place where we live in this world where there is not wickedness just as grievous as Sodom and Gomorrah?
Mbona mukwaza kuona mene Mulungu amapromotsira anthu ochimwa kuti Loti adapromotsa kuti zunzo kowawidwa nkumachimwa kusonga kufusenera kuti kodi mukwaza kundiwuza ine ndimakhala kuno ku America ku Shreveport ena ano makhala ku Malawi kulilongwe kwa chenda kasungu kakwaka chiponsanje kayankhungwa kusonga kuti kodi kumene makhala ako kulipo kumene zoipa ndi ochimwa samapezeka kukoti kuti mkoyera kopanda uchimo.
No matter where we live, we dwell in wickedness. Our Lord Jesus Christ coming into this world came into a world of wickedness and depravity. But he didn't come to try to save everybody. He came to deliver out of this world those that the Father had given him, that had they not been chosen of the Father, and Christ not paid their debt, they would have been condemned right along with the world. So when it says the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, verse 9, first of all, he knows those that are his. He knows those that he has given to his Son, that they must be delivered out of this evil world. So here in verse 9 is a clear distinction that we find throughout Scripture of those that God has purposed to save in the first part and those that he's purposed to condemn, because it says there, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. So there's those he's purposed to save, is an example of Lot, and there are those that he is purposed to condemn as an example of the destruction of the city of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Nje tikamaona hapa tiona kuti ambuye amawadziwa aminali ake komanso amenesali ake mwachitsanzo amadziwa aminali ake monga loti adapulumuka ndipo amadziwa amenesali ake monga mene adawonongera Sodomu ndi Gomora.
It shows us here that salvation is of the Lord. He's the one that does the delivering. And when it describes their these as being godly, it's not that they are any more spiritual in and of themselves. They have the same nature as anyone else, but by the Spirit of God, being taught of Christ, that word godly there has to do with right worship, that they worship God in truth through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Those demonstrate by that worship that they've been delivered by God. Now that word temptations that's used there doesn't mean that we're not going to face trials or we're not going to be tempted. I'm sure that Lot, when he was living in Sodom and Gomorrah, faced many temptations. Such is the nature of our heart. And certainly the Lord knows how to deliver those that are His from the temptations of the heart, drawing them ever more to the Lord Jesus Christ. But even in that, the way the Lord delivers, even through our falls, where He purposes that we should fall, it's to teach us all the more of His grace that He has shown us in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and through those falls, even when we are overtaken in a fault, as it says in Galatians chapter 6, the Lord uses that to teach us just how precious is His blood and His righteousness whereby we stand just before God. It's not for any righteousness or holiness in us, but for who Christ is, for us as sinners. But here particularly in verse 9, the word temptations is used of the afflictions and the tribulations that the Lord's people are going to face in living in this world. And yet, if the Lord has chosen us, then He is able to deliver us from every affliction, from every tribulation, from every opposition of the world against us because we are Christ.
Commandichitoya boye kutilola kuti tirowe maisero kati guamo ti gudubugemo koma samalola kuti kaletire momo amatidzutsamo kuti tolutsa ichi nchitsimikizo polowa mavuto ndi zinthu zimene pesitima yembekezera zizitionetsa kudziwa zoona kuti mwaita mdiwe kanzeru kakaleka moti koma kuti mulungu adangolola kuzichitire monga mmene afunira.
This is what our Lord told his disciples before he went to the cross in John 16 and verse 33. He said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation or temptation, but be of good cheer." He says, "I have overcome the world." He is our surety. He is our protection. He is our salvation.
Nchifaya che ambe Yesu asada kwede pa mtanda wa kuyembekezera kufa adayankhula mawuyawa chokera mu Yohane chapter 16 verse 33 imene mati zinthu izi ndalankhula ndi inu kuti mwa inu mukakhale nawo mtendere mdziko lapansi mudzakhala nacho chivuto koma limbikani mtima ndalira aka dziko lapansi ine.
So if we're kept, it's the Lord keeping us. We live in a wicked world. We have an evil heart ourselves. But by His grace, it has pleased Him to know us and to deliver us from every evil that would ever draw us away from Christ, because He'll not lose one of those for whom He has paid the debt.
Iyeyo amene kuti palibe ngakhale mmodzi wosankhidwa amene adzawonongeka adzatayika ayi. Tikagwa amatidzutsa, tikafoka amatilimbikitsa, koma mwa ife tokha ngati atatisiya chonjo sitingati ngakhale kuchilimika mpang'ono pomwe.
So let the example of Lot be an encouragement to any of us who are the Lord's in this generation.
Ndiye chitsanzo cha Loti chikhale chitsanzo chabwinocho tilimbikitsa ifeyo abakonowa anomaka mu mbado wathu umene tikudutsa ovuta ndi oyipa uwu.
Evil will certainly abound in this world because it's fallen.
Choyipa chimatitsata chifukwa choti tili momwemo chili mbali imodzi la kukhalidwa wa mdziko lino lapansi.
And remember, in this context, in chapter 2, Peter is warning them of false prophets and preachers that would rise up among them that will oppose any that are the Lord's.
Musaiware mutenga wake amakamba saiwo chitso tenga wabwino amena dzabwera ndikutsutsa utenga koma ali pakati pawo ndipo Petro adalemba kuchenjeza aputsitsiwa nyenga yawa.
And true worship of the Lord may all but perish from the earth. It was so in Abraham's day. It was so in Noah's day. It was so in Lot's day. You ask the question, well, where are those? Where are they that know the Lord in truth and worship Him in truth? We could say the same today. Where are those that the Lord has taught? They're few, but we should not be discouraged for that.
Oya Abraham ya Noah ya Loti amafusa kuti alikuti iwo malonjeza Noah alikuti abwera lita mbuyeyo anga kale makono ano yembekezera no kututsani ngambiri adzabwera ndikutsutsa komenu yo musatai mtima akapena kufoketsedwa.
Remember, even Elijah became so despondent that he thought that other than him there were no other people of the Lord, and the Lord reminded him, no, he had 7,000 others in his day of which Elijah didn't even know, who had not bowed the knee to Baal because the Lord had preserved them. They were reserved by his electing grace.
Omambo ya damu utsaura usanyade weyo ndazisungira ndeka kale atende 7,000 avelesada pembedza kwa mafano kutandauza kuti iyeyo mwachisomo chake amadzisungira iwo amene ndi ake mpaka na kumapeto.
So that's the lesson here. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly, that is, those that He's chosen, those for whom Christ has died and the Spirit has taught of Christ. They worship him in spirit and truth, but it's the Lord that has set them apart. Our God has a people who are chosen by him and redeemed by his Son and called, sanctified, set apart by his Spirit. And the Lord knows those that are his. So while he has reserved those he has chosen to salvation, he does also, he's the sovereign just God. Peter reminds us in 2 Peter 2:9, and to reserve the unjust. In other words, if God doesn't show grace to a sinner, they'll never believe. They'll be shut up forever to their own condemnation, reserving them unto the day of judgment to be punished. We know this, the decision is not left up to man, that it's God that's made the distinction of who's his and who's isn't, and he's just in doing so. One more scripture in the Epistle of Jude. There's only one chapter, but verse 24 and 25 sums up everything. Jude chapter 1, 24 and 25. Notice, now unto him, that is unto God, that is able to keep you from falling. In other words, falling away, going the way of the world, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Well, how does he do that? But in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who's worked out that righteousness. But notice who gets the glory. Verse 25, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. What a great God we serve, and if he's been pleased to make us the object of his grace through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, we certainly give him all the glory.
Amen.